Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, March 21st, 2023. Stand up for your country. First day of spring. And often that brings a little optimism, but in this country, I'm not sure that's going to happen because of the brutal political situation. Our current leadership, the Biden administration, seems to be in steep decline. We have a presidential election less than 2 years away, and the country just seems to be politically chaotic, and that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So today, President Biden did two things. The first is he gave a speech on conservation, which any nine-year-old kid could do. And the second thing is he welcomed a bunch of celebrities to the White House to get Medals of Arts, Bruce Springsteen, Mandy Kaling, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Gladys Knight, on and on and on and on. So that's what he did. Now, every day I give you Mr. Biden's schedule, and I'll do that as well a little later on. But I don't see in his public schedule any kind of serious attempt to solve any of our vexing problems. So let's remind you that yesterday, and we reported this, President Biden had Farsi Day at the White House. Farsi is the language spoken by Persians, who are now Iranians. So there was Farsi Day, and then there was Ted Lasso Day, which was a sitcom. And Jason Sudeikis and the cast came in to talk about mental health. Now, all of that is okay, but if that's it, and that seems to be it, we're in trouble here. So let's put up on the screen, and for those listening on the radio, I'll run it down, the unresolved problems that we have right now. The economy, inflation. The economy's getting worse. Layoffs, massive layoffs are coming. We'll deal with that a little bit later on. And inflation, you still know you're getting hammered. When you go out to buy food, gasoline, everything's more expensive than it was 2 years ago by a significant margin. The debt and incredible deficit spending. Biden denies that he's a big spender, but the facts say, and this is from the Congressional Budget Office, not from Bill O'Reilly, that Joe Biden spends more federal money than any other president in history by far. Yet Biden will deny that. The banks, we know that a lot of the banks that invested in cryptocurrency and other woke causes are going under. Open borders. It's shocking. And we'll give you, we have new stats about migrants dying at the southern border and coming in here from the northern border. Shocking what's happening there. High violent crime across the country. You live in a big city, you know what it is. Drug addiction, homelessness. It's being doing, you know, open border, the narcotics pour in here more than ever before. Again, this is according to federal authorities, not me. All right, and there's more. Here we go. Putin, Ukraine. The drone shot down. It wasn't technically shot down. It was destroyed. Well, what did Biden do? What's his response? He has no response. Nothing. Xi is in Russia right now cooking up something with Putin, and Xi is building up the Chinese military. American colleges imposing far-left ideals and limiting free speech all over the place. Declining high school test scores. The urchins don't know anything. And racial polarization. That's in play all the time in America. What is Joe Biden doing about any of those things? I don't know. Do you? I don't know. I don't see any improvement anywhere. There's no strategy laid out by his press secretary. Is there? I'm watching this pretty darn closely. I don't see anything. I saw Ted Lasso. I see nothing on any of those fronts. So when you have that kind of a situation, you have America in decline. And this country is in decline. There's no doubt about it. That's why Xi and Putin are doing what they're doing. They go, look, we have an opportunity here. The window's going to close because Biden's not going to run again. I mean, that's my opinion. But, you know, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I can't see it. So Xi and Putin know they got a window to expand their power worldwide. And they're taking it because Biden's not going to do anything about it. Okay? So anyway, this is worse than Jimmy Carter from 1976 to 80. Those of you around then, you saw how in decline America was. And it took Ronald Reagan almost 4 years to get the ship back. Almost 4 years it took him. So, you look, I'm not a doom and gloomer. This could turn around. But this Trump stuff and all of that, this diverts attention away from the nation's problems. And that's a memo. All right, real quick, Joe Biden's schedule at 1:45. He gives a conservation speech. It means nothing to anyone. And then at 4:30, he's got the celebrities coming in. Maybe Bruce will sing a little Glory Days with Biden. I don't know, and I don't care. All right, let's get to Trump. So here's the latest. The jury is expected to vote tomorrow, the grand jury, on whether or not to indict Trump. I don't know if the grand jury and the district attorney of Manhattan, Alvin Bragg, can pull back now. So it looks like they're going to have to indict him. Then all hell breaks loose, as everybody knows. So the NYPD is already putting up barriers. I don't expect mass demonstrations. I don't expect that. Could be wrong, but I think people would be seething. The polling that's come out since this whole thing is in play shows Trump up. That's an emotional reaction. The DA, Bragg's office, has issued a statement saying we're not going to be intimidated, blah, 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 blah. But none of this should be happening. And believe me when I tell you, and I said this yesterday, that the House Republicans are going to say, all right, you're going to do this to a former president, somebody who's running again. We're going to take Biden off the table. Where do you see what happens? And I debated that with Chris Cuomo last night on News Nation. And it got down to, as most of these debates do, Trump versus Biden. Roll the tape.
I'll tell you one thing that's nice. We are not obsessed with talking about the latest garbage to come out of the face of the president every day, the way we were for 4 years.
See, you're showing your bias.
It's not a bias. It is not a bias. The president went out of his. No. It's an observation.
It's absolutely biased, Cuomo.
The former president went out of his way to dominate the media cycle by picking fights in every direction he could, whether it helped or it hurt. Say what you want about Biden. He doesn't do that. And I do think it takes some pressure off the entire polity. But that's my take. Fine. It's a bias, but I think it's factual.
Cuomo.
Yes, sir.
Cuomo. If you look, you use the word lies. If you look at what Donald Trump said when he was president and what Biden is saying now, the border's secure, according to Joe Biden. He's bringing down the deficit, according to Joe Biden. Inflation's not his fault, it's Trump's fault, according to Joe Biden. If you stack up the statements side by side, there's no question who is misleading the American public the most.
All right, so it's spirited debate, and that's what we do every Wednesday on News Nation with Mr. Cuomo. It's a very worthy exercise. I hope you check it out. We post some of the clips on BillO'Reilly.com, but nobody else in cable news comes close to doing that because it's too hard to do it. You got to research. You got to know what you're talking about. Much easier for cable news to bring in people who just agree with the host. Whatever the host says, the person can say, yes, you're right. Yes, right. And that's so boring, isn't it not? Anyway, I digress. The issue now is if Donald Trump gets indicted by a local grand jury at the behest of a district attorney who is about as far left as you could get, who is funded by George Soros to the tune of more than $1 million funneled through an organization called Color of Change, which attacked me, Color of Change. Soros was behind the attacks on me. Okay, but again, that's a digression. But this DA, Alvin Bragg, you can't get a more radical law enforcement official in this entire country. And remember, we'll remind you that the federal government looked at this Stormy Daniels case and declined to prosecute. Okay? And the previous DA in Manhattan also declined to prosecute. So magically, Bragg drags this up, hurting the entire country in the process, dividing us even further.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
But let's get to the nuts and bolts. And the best guy to talk about that, in my opinion, is Brett Talman. He's a former U.S. attorney for Utah. He comes to us from Salt Lake City, where he's the CEO of the Talman Group. All right, so here's what I'm trying to figure out, and you're smarter than I am, in this area. Not in all areas, but in this area. Any
any district attorney locally in any of the 50 states could bring a charge, criminal charge, against any federal politician. I mean, who lived in the area or whatever, right? Anybody could do that.
Well, you're accurate. And, you know, we actually give criminal law. The Constitution establishes that the states have the primary authority in criminal law, and the federal system is supposed to be secondary. Now, in practice, we've never really seen this level of prosecutorial abuse and misconduct. And it is misconduct because he knows his arguments are losing on both the state charge he wants to bring, where he's barred by the statute of limitations, and the federal charge, which has also been reviewed by federal authorities, and they refuse to bring it for lack of evidence. And so what you have is the frustrating position of a local, you know, DA exercising that really broad and powerful authority to bring it against a politician. And he's doing so thinking that friendly judges and friendly jurors are going to look past what the law and the evidence is, and he'll gain his reward based on just the pursuit of the charges being, you know, pushed out there by the grand jury.
Does the federal government in the form of Congress have any authority here in the sense that Donald Trump is a declared presidential candidate? All right. So now you've got a person, a local person, trying to harm his candidacy, which this is what it's all about. Bragg, as you know, doesn't prosecute most felonies. I mean, some violent felonies,
right.
Drug felonies, won't prosecute them. And now we're talking about a alleged hush payment, which would never, ever get anywhere in Manhattan if it weren't Donald Trump or some Republican that Bragg would like to hurt. So does Congress have any authority to inhibit that prosecution?
Yeah, so two things on the options for the president. You know, the one is on the litigation side in terms of filing motions to dismiss. And once he gets through the New York judges, we'll be able to push it up to the federal level. That's one angle I'm sure they're looking at.
How does that work, though? So Trump's lawyers file motions to dismiss, right? So
correct.
New York
That's
State
correct.
Being a very liberal place, the state judges, good chance they won't dismiss. How does it then get up to the federal level?
So once it hits the appellate level in New York, if they refuse to hear it or they rule against him, then once he's exhausted the appellate courts in New York, then he can take it straight to the Supreme Court.
Okay. So that is likely to happen. And I've said that
correct.
Last week. That Trump's never going to allow himself to go through this process without taking it into the Supreme Court. Now, can they force Trump to appear in Manhattan, which would be a security risk to everybody, Donald Trump himself,
yeah.
to every person living in Manhattan, all security risks. Can they do this virtually by Zoom or something else?
Yeah, that's a great question. Nobody's talking about this, and that's the practical side is very important here. So in essence, a judge has to issue that subpoena to go out and grab an arrest warrant, basically to go out and grab an individual that's in another state. That has to be accepted by a judge in the other state. Now, sometimes those are routine, sometimes not. You know, I've represented individuals that were tried to be pulled into other states, and some we're successful on, some we are not. But it really depends on all of the circumstances. And a judge in Florida will review whether or not to accept the arrest warrant.
A state
essence.
Judge, right? A state
That's
judge
correct.
In Florida. So the judge in Florida could say, I don't believe there's enough evidence to cooperate in this warrant? Is that what he would say if he didn't want to move Trump up here?
The state judge in Florida will look at the Florida rules for an arrest warrant and determine whether or not what New York did comports with what they require in Florida. Some might think that that's just a no-brainer, but it's not. For example, in Georgia, when they've issued some subpoenas for individuals in Texas, Texas has more stringent requirements in order to pursue an individual and try to drag them into Georgia. So that's not a given. Is it typically a given? Yes, but this is not a typical case.
That's for sure.
So once that judge reviews that in Florida and makes a ruling, then either side will appeal based on what the judge has ordered, and then you go up from there again.
Does it go to a state judge in Palm Beach where Trump lives? Is that who would hear it?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Now, let's stair step it. Is there any prohibition for an indictment over the internet, not in person? Can you do that? Is that lawful?
You can, you know, they can allow him to appear by Zoom, for example, and have been doing that for the past couple of years. And so they could secure the indictment. They could have negotiations with the lawyer in which they negotiate that he won't be arrested. He'll be allowed to self-report. And he could report to his local authorities there in Palm Beach and then, you know, appear at the hearings via Zoom. But that will all depend on what the judge orders in New York and whether it's embraced by Florida.
Okay. But it's possible.
Yes.
Because I don't think the Secret Service is going to want to move Donald Trump up to Manhattan. That would be a burden on everybody and a dangerous situation. All right. Final question. From what you just told us, and excellent analysis, by the way, no BS, which is why we'd like you.
Thanks, Bill.
The odds of this actually going to trial are very, very slender. It'd have to get through the Supreme Court in order for this to go to trial, correct?
Correct. The likelihood of this going to trial is very low. And if it does, you're gonna see some very unique defenses being raised, and the witnesses themselves are so absolutely lacking in credibility that even a friendly jury is gonna struggle in a case like this. Not to mention,
they'll get it moved. They'll get it moved out of New York City. There's no doubt about it. Can Bragg be charged with prosecutorial misconduct? And if so, who would bring that charge? Who could bring the charge?
Great question. So there really are two levels of accountability, and they're weak, both of them. One is at the bar level, where if it really is as bad as it looks, and the statute of limitations aren't there, and the evidence isn't there, and he's just doing this without a firm, solid ground, basis, then the bar, the ethics bar section of the bar will actually engage, and it could be a problem for him. On the other side, there can be a finding of prosecutorial misconduct, and it typically results in a removal from office, or it results in a large fine. But I'm not aware of a criminal prosecution that could be brought against a prosecutor because of how strong limited immunity is, immunity for law enforcement and for prosecutors.
Okay. But Trump's lawyers could file civil action against Bragg, which I'm sure they will.
For prosecutorial
misconduct based upon whatever they put in their brief to get the attention of the civil courts. That's what's most likely to happen, right?
That's right. And Bill, I do want to go back because I think you asked a really good question I didn't answer, and that's relative to Congress. They do have the ability. There's a lot of funding that goes through what's called the Byrne JAG grant. The Byrne JAG grant is federal dollars that go directly to local law enforcement and prosecutors and to a lot of their programs. If they threaten that, Bragg's going to be even worse at performing his job, having less resources than he already has.
All right. So the House of Representatives could stop federal money from coming into New York City based upon they're saying this is corrupt, he's corrupt. And they don't need the Senate's approval to do that. They can stop it themselves, right, with Republicans in charge.
That's correct.
That's probably what Jim Jordan's going to do. That's where he's looking to do.
I think that's right.
So if you were Alvin Bragg, you're in a world of hurt right now. Right?
Yeah, not to mention that there's some who are, pretty good at looking and analyzing, including yourself and others, who say, you know, this is actually could be boosting Donald Trump. And remember, you can have a felony and run for president.
Okay, but if you're convicted of a felony, then you can't. Is that correct?
No, it's not. You can be convicted. You can. There's no requirement. And in fact, we have had individuals run for president in this country who had been convicted of a felony. And they did that. The founders of the Constitution did that because they were concerned that the opposition might try to eliminate a candidate by charging them when they were in power. Ironically.
Just what they're doing now. Well, he's not in power,
right.
But he's trying to get back into power. All right, Brad, that was really good. Thank you very much for taking the time. And I think I speak for everybody watching and listening tonight. It is a lot clearer now than it was about 10 minutes ago. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, let's go to the economy. Amazon's laying off another 9,000 workers. That brings it up to 27,000 workers Amazon is going to lay off. Now, I mentioned this top of the broadcast because this is how recessions begin. Okay, you start to get layoffs. And right behind them are Meta. That's Facebook. All right, they've announced 10,000 layoffs. So now we're up to 37,000 people. Now, Disney says it's going to lay off 4,000. So now we're up to 41,000 people. All right. And Disney's going to go across the board because it wants to save $5.5 billion. And it lost more than that by getting involved in the woke politics in Florida. OK, so you can see what this is. It's starting to spiral. Now, I'm not going to predict a recession because I don't want a recession. Even though that would hurt the progressives and I despise them, I don't want you and me and everybody else to get hurt. But this is how it begins. Border. So last year in 2022, 2,000 approximately migrants crossed illegally from Canada to the USA. It's according to Border Patrol. Okay. There were many more than that, okay? But these are the ones I know about. That was up 10 times from 2021. So here's what's happening. Mexicans can fly to Canada with no visas at all, okay? Got to have a passport, but you don't have to have a visa. Can fly from Mexico City to Montreal or Toronto, get off the plane, and sneak across the border. And there are people up there who are doing that for money, who will organize that. Now, only affluent Mexicans can afford the plane ticket, the passport. Most Mexicans don't have passports. And the process, that's why the number is just 2,000. But it's so much easier, all right, to go into Maine or Vermont or New York State, and then you go out west. I mean, I remember I was in Minnesota in the Boundary Waters, okay? That's what they call them up there, between Canada and Minnesota. I mean, it was just, well, if you know the dirt roads, you can just walk right in here. And same thing in Montana, Washington State, it's easy. So you can see that the open border policy is now extended to Canada. On the southern border, this is according to the Biden administration itself, Homeland Security. the bodies of 900 migrants, all right, were recovered by U.S. authorities in 22. 900 bodies, dead migrants. Now, that's just a fraction of how many were killed by cartels on the way up by, you know, it's unbelievable. This is a dangerous situation. That number I give you, 900, is 58% increase over 21. So you can see, while President Biden is talking to Bruce Springsteen today, people are dying and he's got nothing on the border. It's just shocking. But most Americans, they're not processing this for some reason. I don't know why. Our highways are getting deadlier. Fatalities are up 22% from 2021 to 2022. All right. And this is according to the National Distracted Driving Coalition. All right. But the numbers came from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Again, the Biden administration putting out the numbers. So this is pretty staggering. Last year, 46,000 Americans were killed in traffic accidents. 46,000. In 2020, 39,000. Why? Because people have this. Some states have a law. You can't be on the phone when you're driving. But everybody can do it through the console now. I was in Florida last week, and I'm driving next to a guy who's weaving like this, okay? And I think he may be drunk, but I look over. It's the middle of the day. There's the phone. There it is. So 46,000 because of the machines. People are answering emails, texts, talking on the phone, and I'm paying attention. B, drive defensively. Drive a little bit slower than you ordinarily do. I'm a fast driver, but I've cut it back because I do not want to be one of the 46,000. And if I have people in a car, the urchins or anybody else, I mean, no. Okay, now this is incredible. So this is a professor at the University of Southern California. His name is Jeff Boeing. He puts out a paper that says white people in Los Angeles are causing pollution that affect black people and Hispanics in Los Angeles. All right, the quote is, LA County's whiter and more affluent residents commute to work through lower income black and Latino neighborhoods bisected by routes 10, 110, and 105 freeways and more. Majority white neighborhoods could also be benefiting from ocean breezes that push pollution into predominantly black and Latino areas. So the wind coming off the Pacific is racist because it's pushing air pollution into black and Latino neighborhoods. So then first thing that pops into my mind is, what about Pasadena, which is inland? Okay, I believe a lot of white people live there. So this nut, and that's my opinion, he may be a brilliant, great man, I don't know him, but based on this, he's trying to say that white people driving are racist because they're causing pollution for black people and Hispanics. The grievance industry loves this, of course. Smart Life, Groupon, we've done this before, but this can save you a lot of dough. All right, and I'm in business to save you money. That's what premium and concierge membership to BillO'Reilly.com is all about. So Groupon.com used to be you bought a newspaper. Now you don't anymore. Newspapers are obsolete. So in the newspaper, particularly the Sunday editions, they had coupons and you cut them out and you go to the store and you save some money. That's what Groupon is. So you put in your zip code or wherever it may be, and then around where you live, Groupon's got all these coupons, and they got it for food and restaurants and about everything, okay, everything. And they have cashback deals, too. So, again, we are here to save you money. Check out Groupon, one word, ON.com. Dogs. Now, Holly the Terror Dog is furious about this. I got to give you a warning here. So the American Kennel Club lists the 10 most popular dog breeds in America. Number one, French Bulldogs. Two, Labrador Retrievers, then Golden Retrievers, German Shepherds, Poodles, Bulldogs, Rottweilers, Beagles, Dachshunds, German Short-Haired Pointers. Well, who's not on the list? Corgis. So I had to have a long conversation with Holly the Terror Dog this morning. She was distraught. You can see, she's going to take her toy and run away. Run away from America, go back to Wales. She's a Welsh Corgi. So anyway, Holly the Terror Dog is not happy that French Bulldogs are the number one breed in the USA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Stay in history. 406 years ago, March 21st, 1617, Pocahontas, age 22, dies in England. There's Pocahontas. Amazing story. So in 1607, the first English settlers arrived in Jamestown, Virginia. There was no Virginia, but that's where Jamestown is. In the same year, Pocahontas' brother kidnapped a colonist named Captain John Smith and was about to kill him when Pocahontas intervened and saved his life. The next year, the same thing happened when Pocahontas' tribe was going to attack and wipe out the English colonists, but Pocahontas said no, and saved the colonists and John Smith again. Okay, then Pocahontas the next year, 1609, was kidnapped and put on an English vessel, again held hostage, okay? And it was 1613 that happened. Pocahontas was very popular, as you would imagine, in Jamestown. 1613, she's kidnapped, put on a vessel, and she meets a guy who's on the ship named John Rolfe, okay? They get married, and Pocahontas is given the name Rebecca. They go to London. She's a big star, Pocahontas, in London. She meets the royal family. She is celebrated everywhere because the English people don't know anything about Native Americans, and she's married to an Englishman. But, as I said, at age 22, she dies of either pneumonia or smallpox, we don't know, and that happened on this day. Pocahontas. All right, we got mail, and we have a final thought about why I don't move out of New York. A lot of people are writing me, asking me that question. I will answer it, and we'll be back in a moment. All right, let's go to the mail. Renee Storms, Mooresville, North Carolina. Good to have you back, Bill. Glad you had a good time on vacation. Thank you so much for providing clarity regarding the arrest of Donald Trump. I knew you would straighten this out for us. Well, Renee, I appreciate you understanding what we bring, which is one word, clarity. That interview that you just saw with Brett Tallman, you will not get a more clear assessment of this than that. And that's why we got Tallman. Martin on the message board, Bill, you've stated again and again, zealots on both sides are a problem in the USA. It's plain to see what the Democratic Party mob is doing, but where's your example of the Republican Party mob? Come on, Martin, you're a smart guy. I read your posts. Come on, January 6th, that riot. That was all Republican far-right people. And that hurt America all over the world. Not to mention the 140 police officers who were injured. Got to be fair. Glenda, I've been praying that Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump would join forces. That's what my heart wants. My brain tells me it's not going to happen. I'm going to have an analysis of Governor DeSantis tomorrow in the Talking Points memo. There's a dynamic there that's changing quickly between him and Trump, okay? But I need an extra 24 hours to get all the facts in place. So tomorrow I will lead with that. Jack Jaskinski, McFarland, Wisconsin. Mr. O, you commented that if President Trump is indicted, this will hurt Democrats more than Republicans. I have a hard time seeing that because a lot of the electorate is uninformed and the corrupt media pounding the story, people will be even more turned off and tired of Trump. You might be right, but the initial polling after the announcement of the possible indictment, Trump is up significantly. So there are a lot of independents who are going to see this for what it is. But you could be right. Dennis Wajda, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. How much prep time goes into the no-spin news? All day, all night? You know, I when I'm on vacation, I'm really not on vacation. You know, I'm funneling stuff to the producers. I'm looking at this. I'm printing out articles there. This is an ongoing thing. This is not like just you show up at 9 o'clock. You know, it's just ongoing. And we're always getting the best stories we can get, things that influence your life directly. And but prep time is prep time. Oh, it never stops. John Rayo, Naugatuck, Connecticut. Bill, can you tell us the name of the Treasury bond that you recommended paying 9%? Usually I wouldn't do this because, John, this we give it. You're a premium member. You can get a transcript, but I'm going to do it because it's important. It's the I, the letter I, series of U.S. savings bonds. 1 year term, 10,000 limit. 9% might be higher now. Okay, you check it out. Now, if you are a concierge member of BillO'Reilly.com, that's the kind of question that John just asked that I'll go like this. Okay, but I can't answer every question that we report and then people forget. But I did it this time in the greater good category. Okay, Peter, concierge member. So Peter can get any question he wants almost instantly answered. Sometimes I don't like what you report, O'Reilly, but I definitely want to be told the truth, especially when I'm paying for concierge membership. Excellent point. If you're going to pay and it's not a lot of money and you get it back with the discounts and you get a free book, by the way. But Peter continues. I also just finished reading Killing Jesus for the fourth time. Wow. You know, Holy Week coming up, no better book than Killing Jesus. The Bible, okay, but no better book than Killing Jesus. And the movie, don't forget the movie, pay-per-view on during Holy Week. Dave, many have gone wrong using the term Uncle Tom, largely due to not having read Uncle Tom's Cabin. While my daughter was grounded, I bought her this book along with four other classics. My 14-year-old became a lover of classic books and an honor student receiving scholarships to a university. Let it go, Dave. You're a good dad. Okay, Uncle Tom's Cabin, fantastic book. And we did it yesterday in the history portion. Jerry Thomas, Seal Beach, California, received my blue Team Normal polo shirt. The quality is excellent, looks great. I told you, if you buy polos now, a lot of it is this fabric. Well, I don't even know what it is. All right, polyester, this. These are cotton. Top of the line. You'll have them forever, you know, and I'm going to model them. I just got to get around to doing it. But they are fantastic. Hats are great. Mugs are great. Team Normal. Spring is here. Come on the golf course? On the golf course? The best. And it's fun. Not ideological, not political. You're normal. The other team is crazy. You'll have a lot of conversations. Okay, Killing the Witches, we just finished it. On a phone my editor today. We had to make one change, which isn't bad on 300 pages. There was a little confusion about something I was writing about by one of the witches who was being hanged. And we cleared that up for him. And that'll be out September 26th. If you become a premium member, concierge member, you get the book free or any of my other books, Killing Jesus, whatever you want. That almost halves the membership fee. And then if you buy the Team Normal gear and your membership, you get a big discount. So it's almost like we're doing it free. Okay? Now, we have a special. My books, The United States of Trump and Killing Crazy Horse, which is really a good read. You get them both for $12.95 on BillO'Reilly.com. That's a good deal. All right, final thought before the word of the day is sardonic. S-A-R-D-O-N-I-C. Don't be sardonic. And I'll be back with a final thought in a moment. Okay, here is the final thought of the day. I get a lot of mail. Why don't you leave New York? I was down in Florida last week. I would save a lot of money if I moved to Florida or North Carolina or Tennessee or Texas. I would. But I have family here. I have friends here. I would have to leave all them. I don't react well to the heat. I lived in Texas for 2 years. I thought I was going to die. I had a scorpion in my bathtub in Texas. I'm from New York. We have scorpions, but they're out on the street in leather jackets. I had a real scorpion in my bathtub. I just looked at it. And I did what James Bond did. I took the shoe with the heel of the shoe and bop, bop, bop. But it climbed up through the drain. That was welcome to Texas. It was hot. I'm Irish. I don't react well to the heat. But if New York continues to do what they're doing here, I'm going to have to. But I'm delaying, and I hope that I don't have to. I mean, this is my hometown, all right? And I have a big influence on New York here, on WABC and the national program and all that. So I don't want to leave unless they force me out. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you tomorrow.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.